Blog Talk Radio.
Today, to just say thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Say thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you for all your blessings.
Yes.
Thank you for waking us up this morning. Let us get up and sound mind.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for using us, our show, to bring your word.
Yes.
We just thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you for keeping your eyes and hands over the hospitals and the people in the nursing homes and
yes.
Even jailhouses.
Yes, Lord,
Lord,
yes.
Lord, we all need prayer. We all need your love. Yes, and we want to thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, Riley, thank you. Such a wonderful, blessed prayer. Father God, as you're doing your will, we know. We know how glorious your word is. We know that there is none like you. So we say thank you, Father.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, my heart, if I can, our mics is acting up today. I don't know why we're having such a hard time with our mics. But I'm going to turn my mic over to Riley. Because I talk loud enough. So I'm going to take his mic.
They about the same.
I guess it depends on how loud you talk.
It's, about the same.
I got a big mouth. That's what you're trying to say. I got a big mouth.
Amen.
Well, me and my big mouth. Wow.
Amen again.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I don't know what you're trying to do.
Well, I had to fix my audio. You know, we're going to talk about a few wonderful things. Some wonderful things. Riley, how are you feeling today? I know I've been bugging you. I've been bugging Riley today. You know, I'm going to let him slide. We're going to do a three-part series. And this three-part series is about our Father. And three parts. Part one, we're going to talk about when our Father says, "This is my Son." And then we'll come to you with part two, the Lord's Prayer. And we're going to end it with part three, the Father's love letter. So let's turn to Matthew 17:4. We're going to read the 4 through 6 verse. Starting with 4 says, "Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." God said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." You know, when disciples heard that, they fell down on their face and they was afraid. You know, just imagine. You know, you see this vision, or they didn't realize it was a vision. But when God started talking to them out that cloud, they got scared. And all they could do was fall on their face just to say, "Father." You know, to call out to God, Jehovah. We're going to skip down to Matthew 3:16-17. "And Jesus, when he was baptized, went straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens was opened up unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And again, God is acknowledging Jesus as the beloved Son in whom he is well pleased.
Well, that's what we all is looking for.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
It's for God to be pleased with us.
Yes.
That's what we should be there.
That's what we want. We want God to be pleased with us.
Amen. You know.
You know, we want him to say, this is my child.
Yes. You know, man, you got to look, watch what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
You got to watch what you're doing. You know, you can't be out here backstabbing people.
That's right.
People.
Oh, yes.
You know, mistreating your brothers and your sisters, you know. That's not God-like.
No. No,
sir. So you got to rethink.
Yes, yes.
Rethink what you're doing.
Oh yeah.
You know, and remember, there is a heaven and a hell, man.
Ha ha. Say that.
You know, so you got
say
to,
that.
You know, rethink yourself and say if this is what God would do.
All right now.
You know, we can't live, well, I'm not going to say we can't live perfect. You know, I'm not going to say that.
Because you can't make up your mind after sin.
You can make up your mind, you know, but you do the best you can do.
Yes.
You know, and if you do your best, that's like with anything, you know, you'll be good. You go out there and practice baseball every day, you'll be good.
Oh, yes, yes.
Practice basketball,
yes.
You'll be good.
Oh, yes.
You know,
oh, yes.
Football, you
yes.
practice to be good.
Oh, yeah.
So, why can't we practice pleasing Jesus? You know?
Yeah.
The benefits is way more better than.
Much better. Much
practicing
better.
Baseball and football.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
So, Acts.
What else? Go ahead.
Acts 13, verse 32 through 34. It says, and we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers, God hath fulfilled the same unto us as their children, in that he has raised up Jesus again, as it is also written in the second Psalm, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And that's concerning that he raised him up from the dead, now no more to return to corruption, he said on this wise, I will give you the sure mercies of David. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Glory be to your holy name.
Amen.
You know, this is my son. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased.
Yes, yes, yes.
My son. That does what needed to be done. Without question.
Amen.
Without question.
Amen.
My son.
Amen.
My son.
Yes.
Who gave his life so that we could be called God's people. God's only begotten Son. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not die.
Amen.
But they should have everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.
God Jehovah said, this is my Lord.
Amen.
Who said that we needed to be redeemed. But now,
yeah,
let's not get this wrong. Oh, I'm happy for this redemption. See, it saves me and hurts my heart the way Jesus died. But I understand that if he did not die that way, if he did not get whipped the way he got whipped, that my sins could not have been forgiven.
I just let you know how bad it was.
It was bad.
How bad it was. How much sin we was in.
If our Father had not sent Jesus down here to wear that crown of thorns that he traded in. He traded in his crown in heaven for a crown of thorns.
Yep.
But if he had not done that, then I could not have been redeemed. You could not have been redeemed.
Amen.
It's because of the blood. It's because our Father loved us so much, he didn't want us to perish. And see, I thank God for sending Jesus. Because if God had never sent Jesus, we would never be able to come into the knowledge of God.
Amen.
See, we are adopted into the family.
Yes, yes. Yes.
We are adopted.
Yes.
So therefore, it's because Jesus came down that we were able to be adopted.
Amen.
It's his blood that the Father used to adopt us.
The blood.
You know, when you think about adoption, it means that if you were to adopt a child, it means that the rights of the former parents no longer matter, because now you are the new adopted parent.
It's your responsibility.
And then now, that's right, it's your responsibility. You can't throw them back. And see, that's what God did for us. God, our Father, he adopted us.
Look at Jesus.
You know, we were living in sin. We was corrupt.
Amen.
But God took that incorruptible seed of Jesus.
Glory.
Oh, hallelujah.
Glory. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And he covered us with it.
Thank Jesus. Thank you.
Ain't God good?
God is good.
He is so good. Just got to say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your goodness and your mercy.
Yes.
They endure it forever. Thank you, Father.
Glory, glory.
Thank you.
Shabbat.
Can't thank him enough. Sometimes I just walk around the house just crying out, thank you, Father, thank you.
Shabbat.
You know, because Jesus is just so good. He is so good.
And if we would just think about all the times that we have called
on him,
and he was there for us.
Oh yes.
We couldn't do nothing but walk around and praise
all day. If
that's
just,
right.
If you just sit back and think about it, think about it.
Oh, yes.
On all them days, all those nights.
Woo!
That you cried out for him.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the next morning, everything was all right. You can't help but thank you.
Thank you.
Can't help but love it.
Yes.
And
thank you.
You know, that same love.
The same love.
That you try to give to your earthly parents.
Yes.
That's the same kind of love Jesus wants. That God wants.
You know what? That is true. But he wants even more. You know that?
Elders, if we do our part. You know, if we pray,
yeah,
like we should pray,
and then teach the children to pray.
You know,
teach them to pray.
Let the children see you on your knees praying, but still up shaking it like it's hot and dropping it. You know.
And invite them to bow down right next to you.
That's right.
Go to their bed. Go to their bed. Like we used to do Solomon. Go to the bed and you bow down your knees right there. And tell him, come on down here with you.
That's right. You know.
And let them see mama and daddy praying together.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know. And then it'll bring on a change.
Oh, yes. Take authority in your home.
That's all you got to do.
Anoint your child.
Anoint your home.
You know,
don't let anything come up in your house.
Ooh, yes.
And don't let anybody come up in your house and do anything.
Amen.
You know.
Amen.
What they won't do.
You know. Young people, this is for you. Don't you grow up in mama's house doing anything and everything. Don't you disrespect yourself or your parents.
Yeah, that's
honor.
Honor your mother and your father.
That's the first commandment with the promise.
God
said that your days will be long upon this earth.
Yes. You know, now you can shorten them.
Good way
to shorten them, so y'all better stop and
think. Yes, yes.
You know.
Yes.
How much you done shortened it already?
Woo.
And stop it.
Glory be to God.
Honor
who sits on the throne.
Your mother and father.
Honor them.
And you know what? That goes for you 40-year-old teenagers too.
Woo! You know, those teenagers that won't leave home.
You know.
They won't leave home.
You know
what? Pastor talking about
your
that.
Your mother.
Sometimes it's time for you to get out there on your own. Come on now. You 40 years old, and you still at home. But you know what? That is not for everybody.
Yep.
Because it is some adults who do need to be home.
Yep. Need that extra.
You know, but we're talking about those ones that just being lazy.
Just want to be mama's boy all his life.
Mama's boy, daddy's girl.
You know.
That's what we're talking about.
You know. Don't want to do nothing.
Mm-mm.
You know.
You know, some young ladies say, I ain't want to know what's wrong if I don't mess up. Mama and daddy ain't putting me out.
Yep.
I go out, do what I'm going to do, and come on back home. But you know what? You keep on going out there doing what you do, and something will happen to you. Come on. That, you know, this is, you know, we got to keep this real. Because if we don't tell you what God gives us, then he holds us accountable. And I'm not going to I cannot be like Moses or miss the promised land. Uh-uh. Nope. So I'm going to tell you what God give me in my heart. Whether you like it or not, young and old, boy or girl, man or woman, I don't care if you're homosexual, bisexual, heterosexual, I don't care if you're transsexual, whatever you want to call it, I'm speaking to you, because this word is for you. You know, God is no respected person.
Amen.
He's calling us all into fellowship with him.
Amen.
You know, just because you might be going through an identity crisis does not mean that God don't want you in his kingdom. Because, see, God can fix that particular identity crisis. And when I say identity crisis, let me tell you what I mean. When we don't know who we are, when we don't know God Jehovah as our Father, when we don't know that Jesus is God's Son in whom he is well pleased, when we don't know that Jesus is the Messiah, when we don't know that the Holy Spirit comes to comfort us, that the Holy Spirit comes to lead, guide, and direct us, when we don't know that, we don't know who we are in Christ, and we got an identity crisis.
Tell it.
That's why this series, Our Father, we're going to walk you through who you are to God. Because you are somebody special.
Amen.
But he wants you to know. It ain't doing no good if God knows and nobody else knows.
Amen.
He wants you to know.
Amen.
So when you learn how special you are, then you will start reverencing God Jehovah, our Father, for who he is and whose he is. You will start acknowledging that Jesus Christ is his only begotten Son.
Amen.
You got to know who you are.
Amen.
And unless you have a relationship with Jesus, then you don't know who you are.
Amen. Amen.
So in closing,
yes,
I would like to say that Jesus is knocking at your door.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know Jesus, if you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus, open up the door of your heart and let Jesus in.
Amen.
Let him in. Acts 16:31 says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house." That means that when you get saved, you can start pleading the blood of Jesus over your house. You can start pleading the blood of Jesus over your children.
Amen.
You can start pleading the blood of Jesus over the direction that you're going.
Amen.
And Jesus will fix it.
He'll fix it.
Romans 10:9 said that you got to confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. That there will save you.
Amen.
You got to believe.
You got
to believe it.
Believe it.
You got to believe it in your heart, and you got to confess it out of your mouth.
Amen.
You got to. Because, see, a person, they can go to heaven without wealth, without beauty, without learning, without fame, without culture, without friends and family, without health. But by no means can you go to heaven without Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen,
amen. Because God said, God our Father said, "This is my beloved Son."
Yes.
Hear him. Hear him. There's no other way. No other way. No other name under the sun, under the stars, that you can go to heaven by. What you say, Riley?
Got to go through Jesus.
Got to go through Jesus.
Got to go.
You got to go through Jesus.
Go through Jesus. You know.
And we pray.
Yeah.
We're going to ask you to say this prayer with us.
Glory be to God.
If you want a relationship with Jesus.
Yes.
Father, I repent right now of all my sins, any sins that I committed, Father.
Yes.
Because I realize that I committed them against you.
Yes.
I believe in my heart.
Amen.
That Jesus was sent by you.
Amen.
And that he is your only begotten Son.
Yes.
I believe in my heart that he is who he says is my Lord and my Savior.
Amen.
I confess it with my mouth.
Yes.
That he is who he say he is.
Yeah, amen.
Whew.
Bye-bye.
And I want you to come into my life.
Yes, Lord.
And sup with me. Save me, Father. Save me.
Save me.
Use Jesus, Father. So that you sent him.
Yeah,
sent him to save me. And I surrender all to you right now. I surrender all. Amen. if you said Amen. That prayer, if you said that prayer with us,
yes.
then know that you are saved.
Yes.
Welcome to the kingdom. Welcome.
Welcome.
If
Welcome.
You said that prayer and you was in a backslidden condition, then know that God heard your prayer.
Yes.
Know that God sent Jesus for you.
Amen.
And because you turn from your wicked ways, because you turn, then God is pleased. He is pleased.
Yes.
He
yes.
is pleased. He is pleased. He is
yes,
pleased.
He is. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, you can't serve. You can't serve a better God. You can't serve a better God. Oh, there's many guys out there, those little G-O-Ds, but I'm talking about the big G-O-D, God Jehovah. We thank you for tuning in.
Yes.
We thank you. You know, if you desire prayer, call us at the number listed below. We love you, and God loves you. And we speak bountiful blessings over you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.